Well, welcome to the weekend. Welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. And we are in our second week here of our Philippians series called Joyride, where each week we have been exploring this beautiful reality that God is the source of unshakable joy. And really, joy, right, is something that comes not from our circumstances, right? But it's an attitude, it's a disposition that we get to choose, that I've talked about with our campus, that it's rooted in trust, right? It's not rooted in my circumstances, but I'm rooting it in the trust in God's plan and promises for my life. And that comes from his word. And so we actually got to dig into Philippians this past Sunday. It was great last week looking at really the birth of the Philippian church in Acts chapter 16 and the beautiful diversity that God was doing in the midst of that city and that community, and how God planted a beachhead, a beacon, really, of gospel presence in Europe through the Philippian church there. And so one of the things that I just really enjoyed about these really first six verses in Philippians is this Sunday I talked about how really the gospel shapes everything about us. And you see that from these first six verses, how the gospel has so impacted Paul's life and how he sees himself. And I talked about how the gospel shapes our identity, really how we see ourselves. It shapes our partnerships, what we're committing our lives to. And then I talked about how it shapes our hope. Really, the gospel gives us hope. And so just one of the things I wanted to focus on just today as we're heading into the rest of chapter one tomorrow, and just to kind of focus from this past Sunday that to me really just resonated just as I was teaching it, is this reality that the gospel shapes our partnership. And you see this in verse 3 when Paul says these words to the Philippians: "I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you, making my joy, my prayer with joy." Because why is Paul thanking them? Why is Paul remembering them in his prayer? It's because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And one of the things I noted just in studying this is Kent Hughes, a pastor, said Paul rarely thanked God for things. Like, think about that for a moment, thanking God for things, right? Sometimes we can be tempted to thank God for things he's given us, right? A job or our house or, thanking God for, gifts that we've received from him, right? So thanking God for things, which isn't bad, like not saying we shouldn't thank God for things, but what we see Paul showing us is he thanked God for people, right? Like Paul was constantly going before God, thanking God for the people, the church, the people that he had put in his life, people that he is seeing growing in their faith. And so it says, Paul thanked God for people who, despite whatever trouble they may be, have been to him, they remained a source of joy and thanksgiving. I love that. And so Paul is looking back to this Philippian church, right? 10 years after the time in which he likely had been there. And he writes back to them and says, "I am thanking God. I'm remembering you in my prayers," right? Because of your commitment to the gospel. That word partnership is a word that in the Greek is koinonia, which is kind of where we get our English word kind of fellowship. It's this kind of close connection that's there. And often in churches, we think of fellowship as just spending time with other believers. And I think that's a part of that. But here, this partnership, really, there's this really communication that because of our commitment to the gospel, that this commitment is meant to bring us together. And it's also meant to send us out, right? That the gospel unites us. It transcends barriers. It breaks down walls, and it unites a diverse group of people from age to gender to socioeconomic status to family backgrounds to even spiritual maturity, right? But just a love for the gospel, it unites us together. But it doesn't just bring us together, unite us together. It's also meant to send us out. And I just think about like in the military, like a SEAL team or a group that's coming under some training together, that really what often brings this group of people together is this high sense of mission, right? That they are going to suffer together. They are going to work hard together. They are going to bleed, sweat, cry, hurt, all the things. They will do that together. But it's this commitment to, for them, right? Serving their country, protecting their freedoms, all of these types of things. It's this sense is bringing this group together, that there is a connection, an intimacy, a relationship that they have with one another that brings about trust and connection that's there. But they don't just come together and hang out and spend time together and work out together and do drills together and do all of that, right? That's all meant to prepare them for the mission of being sent out to accomplish the mission that's been given to them. And I think that's when Paul is talking about this partnership for the church. That's what he's talking about. He's talking about this sense that the gospel is uniting us together, but it's also meant to send us out for this common mission of making disciples. And so just for you to think about just here in just a moment as we pray is, what does your partnership in the gospel look like? And really thinking about within two categories, within kind of your friendships, your relationships, but also in your mission and how you're living your lives. And so I think as our life group terms are kicking off, like this is a great way to step into a life group and the great way that your life group can be this source of community and friendship and connection, that you may look around the circle in your life group and you see different people from different spheres of life, different backgrounds, different vocations, different family dynamics, whatever it may be. And yet it's your love for Jesus. It's your commitment to growing in a relationship with Christ that is uniting you together. And because of that bond, you could have the most deep, close relationships with one another than you can with anybody else, right? Because of your commitment to Jesus. But also that sense of mission is, how is your partnership leading you to live on mission? And the way that you serve, in the way that you give of your time, your talents, your treasure, right? How do you give your first and your best to the Lord and his kingdom? And also, how do you live on mission, seeking to reach and engage those around you? And so I just want to take some time and to pray for you and for me and our partnership in the gospel, that God would use us, that our commitment to him would shape everything about us, especially how we partner with him to advance his kingdom here on earth. So let's pray. And I want to give you a few moments to pray as well. Heavenly Father, thank you for this incredible letter, Lord, that it's packed with so much beautiful wisdom, truth, encouragement, and joy. And so, Lord, I pray for all of us, God, especially as a church, Lord, that we would be committed to your mission, that as we think about what we partner with, what are the qualities that we look to partner with others with, that the gospel would be at the forefront of that. That while there are other many important issues in our day, may the gospel be above all of those things, that we could unite with people in our church, Lord, in our life groups, in our community, Lord, that are committed to the gospel, Lord, and that would unite and deepen our friendships. And God, it would send us out to live intentionally on mission for you, God, helping to advance your kingdom here in Central Ohio, God, that wherever you have placed us, so that more people can experience this kind of relationship, this kind of life change that comes as the gospel advances. And that happens, Lord, as we partner together with one another, Lord, holding each other accountable, so that we could be forming together a people of your own possession, but God, a people that you are sending out to live intentionally on mission, to make Jesus known where we live, work, and play. And it's in his good name that we pray. Amen. Hey, why don't you take a few moments and why don't you pray together?